주제, 제목, 대표 기출.
A defining element of catastrophes is the magnitude of their harmful consequences. To help societies prevent or reduce damage from catastrophes, a huge amount of effort and technological sophistication are often employed to assess and communicate the size and scope of potential or actual losses. This effort assumes that people can understand the resulting numbers and act on them appropriately. However, recent behavioral research casts doubt on this fundamental assumption. Many people do not understand large numbers. Indeed, large numbers have been found to lack meaning and to be underestimated in decisions unless they convey affect, feeling. This creates a paradox that rational models of decision-making fail to represent. On the one hand, we respond strongly to aid a single individual in need. On the other hand, we often fail to prevent mass tragedies or take appropriate measures to reduce potential losses from natural disasters.
기출 변형 도전.
Empathy is a character trait that we value in ourselves and in our friends, colleagues, and the professionals who serve us. The know-how to be empathetic is central to practical wisdom. Unless we can understand how others think and feel, it's difficult to know the right thing to do. But empathy has its dark side. Too much understanding and sensitivity, too much seeing things from the other's perspective, can cloud judgment and paralyze choice. Edmund Pellegrino, a scholar of bioethics, explains it like this. If a physician identifies too closely as co-sufferer with the patient, she loses the objectivity essential to the most precise assessment of what is wrong, of what can be done, and of what should be done to meet those needs. Excessive co-suffering also impedes and may even paralyze the physician into a state of inaction.
실전 독해 연습.
When one person touches another, it takes place within the context of a relationship. Within that relationship, each person is cast into a role. Some familiar relationship roles are parent-child, teacher-student, friend-friend, boss-employee, lover-lover, physician-patient, stranger-stranger, attorney-client, spiritual leader-follower, and therapist-client. The nature of these roles, in turn, bestows a certain meaning to the act of touching within the context of each relationship. Depending on the type of relationship and its component roles, the same touch can take on vastly different meanings. For example, we may interpret a pat on the head, in most Western cultures, as affectionate when given by a parent to a child, demeaning when given by a boss to an employee, and violating when given by a stranger.